Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, by speaker, author, and pastor Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, at nothopeless.net. That's nothopeless.net. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today, I'm in continuation of the series, Believe God. Which side of the supernatural do you want to be on? This is part two, and the scripture for this series is found over in Hebrews 11:6, and it reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Amen. Father God in heaven, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus and ask that you bless the people of God. Bless this word, Father. Father, in Jesus' name, allow it to be sown as a seed in their hearts, Father, in Jesus' name. Allow it not to go by the wayside. Holy Spirit, come, rest, rule in our lives. Reign in our lives. Reign in our hearts. Holy Spirit, I ask that you arrest us and throw your weight around in our lives. Don't let us escape the anointing. Fall fresh and anew on us, Father, in Jesus' name. I ask that you continue to bless us to read your word, to get in your word and go deeper in your word. I ask that this word is unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. I give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Believe God. Which side of the supernatural do you want to be on? Now, the last time we met and broke bread, I drove you through the territories of Noah, the children of Israel, and Peter walking on the water, respectively. We've seen how in each edition, they had to believe God at his word, and even if they had doubt or not, they would surely face the supernatural. It was just a matter of which side of the supernatural did they want to be on. So I'm not going to get into it, but go out and get the tape and download it on the website or on iTunes. It's episode 72. Now that that commercial is over, let's get back into the mix. God is always speaking to us. We just have to take time out to settle down, get in our quiet space. We have to listen at what thus saith the Lord, listening for the rhema word from heaven. Now, once we receive that rhema word and he tells us to take action, we must move in reverence and go. All in all, it's a matter of which side of the supernatural do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the faith side or on the fear side? You choose. I know you're thinking, well, Pastor Michael, yes, how can I distinguish the voice of God? How do I know it's him talking? Well, let's think about this for a moment. You will know him by the fruit of it. And we know that fruit tastes good. The overall outcome, the end game, not that bitter fruit. Let's look at Galatians 5:22 through 23. And it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." So you see, the results when God is telling you something will bear the fruits of the Spirit. And let us glaze at John 10:26 through 27. And it reads, "But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Amen to that. If you are his sheep, you know his voice. Now let's get deeper into the message. Let's look over at Jonah 1:1-3. Now you know the story. This is when Jonah heard the voice of the Lord telling him to go down to Nineveh and preach, and he decides to get on the boat to run from the voice of the Lord. He said, "I ain't doing that." But let's look at the word of God. And it reads, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So Jonah was like, "I'm headed in a new direction. I've been that way. I'm going another way. I'm going the other way." So he thought. And in Jonah 1:4, it reads, "But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken." Oh man, it's getting good. Let's swim over to Jonah 1:17, and it reads, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights." That's just cold. Which side of the supernatural do you want to be on? Now let's look and examine this situation. We see that Jonah runs from the word of God that he hears. So as he's running, he's on the other side of the supernatural, and God sends a great wind to break this boat. So if you go further in the word of God, they throw him over the ship because they was like, "I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want none of that. How about we throw you over the ship? How about that?" So they throw him overboard, man overboard. God prepared that fish, swallowed him up because of his disobedience. Which side of the supernatural do you want to be on? Just imagine. It had to be like a dark, wet place. He was probably lonely, smelly, just disgusting. He was at the bottom of the pit. But somebody said, "There was hope." Say hope. There was hope. He repented and God saved him. Now let us rise up to Jonah 2:1, and it reads, "Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cry by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice." Amen. He cried out. And in Jonah 2:10, it reads, "And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land." He went from soaking wet to dry land and got the opportunity to preach to a people in dry land. They were in drought, y'all. Let's look at Jonah 3:1-4. And it says, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time," let's say second time, "saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord." Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And what's key, in verse 5, it says that the people of Nineveh believe God. That's key. They were like, "We don't want to be on the other side of the supernatural." Let us read. "So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them." Amen. They changing their ways. And let us look at one more verse. Jonah 3:10. And it reads, "And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them. And he did it not." Amen. They believed God at his word from the man of God that preached his word. And they turned from their wicked ways. And they just started to give all praises unto God. Amen to that. You know, God loves us so, so much. He sends his word to protect us from harming ourselves. All we have to do is obey him and move on his word. Even though Jonah ran from the voice, he repented and God saved him. He put him back on course. Even though the people of Nineveh were in sin, God loved them. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." So yes, they believed the voice of the Lord through Jonah. They believed God. You see, God is telling us, "I got this love over here for y'all. I got this protection over here for y'all." He's saying, "Love is in your face. I got that true love aroma going on. All I need you to do is just trust me. Just believe in me." Ladies and gentlemen, will you trust God? Will you believe God? Ask yourself, which side of the supernatural do you want to be on? I hope this helped you. I hope this blesses you. Have a good and great day. Be blessed. Amen.
Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His Word, get guidance, and be blessed.
Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and I'm excited to invite you to the Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship Center Bible Study and Fellowship. Bible Study and Fellowship takes place at the Loyola University Chicago Northside Campus every Thursday night at 7 p.m. All are welcome. To find out the actual location and details, go to TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship.org. See you there. Be blessed.
Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.